Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for August 3rd through 6th. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm really bad with my dates lately. And this is the first...
Yeah, it feels weird that today is a Saturday because I keep thinking it's a Sunday. So,
well, and this is the first time that we've had to record virtually since COVID.
Yes, it's crazy.
It is. So, well, I guess since things started opening up again. So,
right.
I'm in South Carolina, just got here not even an hour ago.
And I'm in New Jersey.
There you go. So, I barely paid attention to Friday. So, you're probably going to have to fill me in on some stuff because I was unpacking while I was listening.
Okay.
But so when I started on Monday, I accidentally started with July 28th episode. Don't know why until I heard that Joss was bringing Trina a sparkling green tea with sparkling mango. And that was the drink that Carly had at the Metro Court.
Yes.
The non-alcoholic. So that sounds yummy. I want green tea with sparkling mango.
Maybe you can find it while you're on vacation.
See. So where do you want to get started?
There was a lot that happened this week. I don't know.
I have a guess. And this was so hard for me to not text you.
Okay.
I think that Austin is the one who mixed the concoction that paralyzed Chase.
Oh, that would be good.
And that's why he was creeping on him to see how he's recovering and why he's so invested on getting him, you know, feeling better and everything. He probably, maybe he didn't know what Peter was doing with the concoction or whatever.
Oh, that would be really good.
That was my big...
I like it.
There was something about his face and I was like, ooh, I wonder.
I wasn't sure why Chase needed to go upstairs to see the bed. You got the point, buddy.
Same reason I've done the same thing. You see the car, you know it's all happening, but you still have to see it.
That's just putting more painful images in your head.
No, because you want to have the doubt. You want to believe that what you're thinking is wrong, even though I'd say like if 99.9% of the time, if you're thinking it, it's true. So,
right. Exactly.
But, you know, part of you hopes.
But at least he finally knows.
I think he's going to go a little evil. I'm here for it.
Yes. I told you I didn't think he was going to tell them he could walk. So he's definitely going to play it up.
I don't think he's playing it up. I think that he is hurt and they don't want to tell him. So he's not going to let them know. He's not going to tell them that he knows that he knows they know.
No, he's not going to tell them that he can walk so that he can continue getting more sympathy.
I don't think he cares about the sympathy. He doesn't want the sympathy.
Well, I mean, the sympathy is what's keeping her there. So
Oh, no. See, I think he will just, I don't think he's going to keep it, do the sympathy for, to keep her. I think he's going to just mess with their heads the way that he was towards the end. Like, yep, you're such a good friend and you're such a loving wife and so nice of you to take care of her, you know, make them sweat a little bit. I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think he's doing it for the sympathy. I think that he's like, all right. I mean, he even defended her to Austin. Like, she's not the kind of girl that just sleeps around. It's, she must have fallen in love with him.
But that makes me feel like he shouldn't be being a jerk, because he understands that neither one of them is this just a fling to, which I know probably makes it hurt worse, but they're not just disrespecting his feelings for nothing.
No.
Don't make that face at me.
No, no. I like that he's giving him a lot of guilt. I like it. He gave up everything for them. And now they can't even give him the respect of, hey, guess what? We fell in love.
But they were trying to wait for the right moment.
No, they're waiting for the right moment to absolve themselves of being guilty instead of just doing what he actually needs and what would actually make it. They don't want to be the bad guys, but they are.
Right.
But they are.
They are. I'm not disputing that. You're just so harsh. You really don't like them.
I don't like what they're doing to it. Like, it's, I'm not buying that they're actually in love. Like, that's just, they didn't fall in love to me. There wasn't, okay, remember when Jax first came back and Michelle, who played Nina?
Statford.
Thank you. First saw him. And this is when she was with Valentine and like they were getting along. But the second she saw Jax, like she just went gaga over him. And we were like, oh, there's a spark or something. You know, like that's going to be juicy.
It's right. He never got that with them. But you never got that with Willow and Chase either.
I did.
I think you're crazy.
They were so cute. Like he would woo her.
It was too childish for me, but okay. They were too young and innocent.
They're like barely younger than us.
I know. That's why I didn't like how young and innocent they were playing them up.
I don't know. I'm interested. Speaking of young,
where it's going to go. Yeah. I was going to say, speaking of young and innocent, how about Cam talking to Carly and owning up for all his crap? That was so cute.
But him saying, here's my intentions for your daughter.
That was so cute.
It was very sweet.
I don't know that I would know how to take that if someone came to me and started talking about their intentions for my daughter. I'd be like, slow down, okay?
Well, and he did. She accepted the apology. She was like, you're lucky that things did not go a different way. But guess what? It will not happen again.
Right.
Because I will have something to say then. And I was like, good job, Carly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Cam was cute wanting to protect Joss from, what's his name?
Joey Novak.
Yes.
I like that he went to the, I always mispronounce it because we have Velazzi's like restaurants and stuff. What is it?
Right.
Bellino's, right? Bellino's is the name of the boxing ring.
I think so.
I'm going to look real quick. Bellino's. So yeah, I just always mix it up with like a place that's local to Pittsburgh. So, and how he was like kind of beating himself up and Jason's like, or when he's saying to Jason, why would you want to help me after I, and Jason's like, listen, we've already squashed this. We're done. Let's move on.
Right. Yep.
Good for Cam for wanting to figure out how to defend Joss and be able to take care of her.
And being willing to learn the right way instead of hurting his hands. Cause those first couple punches, I was like, ow, ow, you're doing that wrong.
And he was really doing it. Did you see how red his knuckles were?
Yes. Yes.
Good job. I thought it was nice. I thought that it was nice of Jason to like really coach him, you know, and do that for him. What do you have next?
Talking about Joey Novak.
Joss called him Mr. Novak. Even when she's being threatened, she has manners.
Yes, yes. And I liked that she stood up for herself, but she didn't threaten him. It wasn't like, I'm going to have Jason do this or this is going to happen. She just took the power back in the situation and was like, oh, I will definitely tell him that you stopped by and paid me a visit.
Yep. Well, he said, pass along the message.
Right.
And she's like, oh, okay, I will. Don't worry.
Yes, exactly. And I understand that Jax is her dad, so obviously he's going to be concerned, but he's acting like he can change something. Like, she's 18 now. She graduated. If she wants to stay with Carly, she's staying with Carly. If she wants to go somewhere else, she's going somewhere else. Right. So you can be concerned, But the way he talks to Carly, it's like he's threatening custody. That's not something you can do now, dude. Calm down. I think it's crazy.
Does he think that she's just going to, like, does he think that she's going to go to Australia with him, or that they're going to go back to Australia or something like that? Like, is that what he's thinking? Because she's not going to leave her friends.
Mm-mm. No, this is the whole college experience that she's been waiting for. She's not going to leave that. She's not going to leave her friends. She's not going to leave her boyfriend now. Right. Plus her little sisters. Like, there's just too much. It's not going to happen. And when she was younger, yeah, he could demand something. But now she's an adult.
And she's finally, I don't want to say excited about PCU, but she's definitely come to terms with that.
Right.
And she is a little excited. I think that she's, you know, she's excited about college experience, not necessarily where she's going because it wasn't her top choice, but at least it's somewhere, you know,
right,
with her friends. Has she decided if she's staying on campus yet or not? Because remember, she told Carly that she might not be, but then nothing ever came of that.
I don't know, but I bet that's something that Carly and Jax won't let her do now because she needs her bodyguard.
Yeah.
So I bet that's off the table now.
I like that Ava's bodyguard was just sunbathing.
Yes, yes.
And Sean knew. Could tell that he was...
Exactly. Sean's like, so that's your current bodyguard. Hey, he's not really being as discreet as he thinks he is.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
I liked them talking. It was.
I did too. I would be happy if he went to work for her.
Mm-hmm. But good for him being like, no, you know, I'm not going to get myself in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. I'm staying away from all that.
Yep.
I'm mad at the way that they're writing Aunt Stella having that stroke. So now she can't remember. She just conveniently can't remember the paperwork. She knew who everyone was. She had a vague recollection of exactly what happened. With the one important detail, the divorce papers, she has no idea what they're talking
about. I'm just glad that Portia stood up for herself without being ridiculous. She was like, I am a grown woman. Stop.
Exactly.
You know, but she's not, because she doesn't have anything to feel guilty about, in my opinion. You know, it's Stella's repeatedly putting herself in a situation that she has repeatedly been asked to stay out of. It's not
right.
Like she's not been asked.
Exactly. And you heard Curtis say to Jordan this week, no, I don't want to fix our marriage. I don't want to work on this. So I'm sure he said that elsewhere. It's not like Portia is chasing after him, trying to ruin his marriage. They were already getting divorced before she came into the picture.
Well, and I'm sorry, did you have deja vu this week? Didn't Jordan and Curtis have this conversation already?
I feel like they did, yeah.
About working on their marriage and about the things that had to happen and the things that
right. And they weren't willing to change those things because he said she'd always have to lie to him to keep her work stuff safe. Yep. And she said she knows that's the truth. They decided all that before they even filed for divorce.
Right. Because I feel like he gave her that opportunity and she said no.
Exactly.
Like that's exactly. How.
But maybe now she's having regret.
Right. But that's.
Yes, that's. That's how it went. But I mean, divorce is a big deal. So making that decision doesn't come lightly. And so I can understand revisiting the topic if, as you get to that final step, you know, the fact right. that it's final kind of brings up all those emotions all over again. So right. I can understand that. But he wasn't going back to what he had said before and trying to work things out. It was very final. He was honest with his feelings. He didn't say I'm confused or I don't know. Like,
right.
He absolutely was where he is. So you can't hold that against him. He's not playing games. He's being honest.
Right.
And that's like Stella should mind her own business.
With my ex, you know, he didn't want to work on things right away. And he waited a year before even trying. Well, a year later, I finally started dating again. And I was like, no, I gave you that opportunity. You know, you didn't take it, you know?
Right.
If you straight up tell me, no, not going to do it. Okay. Well, I'm going to take that because like Laura was telling Dante.
Yes. No, exactly.
You don't, what was it? You don't, she said something about it. Like something it can still like be in your heart, but you can still move on or something
right.
like that.
Right. That's what I was going to say. You can still have feelings for the other person, but still move on once you realize it's not going anywhere. So I liked that talk. I liked her talk with him and I liked her talk with Spencer saying, you know, I'd like to see you put some effort towards something instead of just making fun of people and spending your dad's money. Like, get over yourself.
Yes, she's definitely very good. Well, because she even asked him, so are you going to have hostility towards me now?
Right.
You know, like, here's your hit list so far. Am I next?
Right. No, I really liked her this week.
I actually liked Spencer this week, though, because he gave Trina really good advice about seeing the fact that Portia has flaws and seeing them as human. How did not see Trina finding out that way, though.
No. Mm-mm. Once again, we shouldn't have important conversations in the middle of the hospital.
Right.
There's conference rooms for that.
Exactly. I don't know.
But I felt like her reaction to it all was genuine, that she wouldn't want to talk and she would just need to get away and all that. So
yep.
I liked that. I'm betting there'll be another conversation with Ava just to kind of have a trusted adult to talk to.
Right. And Ava will probably actually back up what Spencer says. Your mom's made mistakes. But so thankfully Trina had just had the conversation with Curtis about, are you why my parents got divorced? Or no. Is my mom why you and Commissioner Jordan got divorced? And he said no. But then her saying to him, yeah, you're not the cheater, my mom is.
Yes. I mean, she's a teenage girl. That's a normal reaction, but that was painful.
Yeah. I think they'll be fine, though. I mean,
it's all going to work out.
They'll be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be tough, you know, but I feel like they have a really good relationship that they can talk through these things.
Right. So Wiley's birthday party must have been like a 6-day occasion.
Okay. The vast majority of people sing happy birthday and then blow out the candles. Only 2 people on social media said they blow out the candles and then sing happy birthday.
Which is so weird.
It
felt so backwards because it was. I was like, what are you doing? I thought they just weren't going to have them blow them out. Like, okay, that's fine. And then, nope.
Yeah. And it's not like, and it happens with kids these age where they get so excited that they just blow them out. They weren't lit. Carly lit them and said, okay, blow them out.
Right.
And then they started saying happy birthday. It's not like they lit them and then, you know, it was just like, whew.
Yeah.
So I did talk to mom. The boys did not get to keep any of the gifts.
Aww.
I know.
That's crappy.
Well, she said, in fairness, they probably only had one of each. So.
I guess so. But I feel like at least one toy they should have bought 2 of and let them have it. Or if one boy likes, you know, rocket ships more than trains or something like that, you know?
They really like the rocket ship or the spaceship.
Okay.
And she told them it was Wiley's birthday, not theirs, and they were okay with it. I'm like, that is a very mature 3-year-old.
Yeah.
But Teo was the one on screen, and Eric was a little bit jealous that he got to play with the toys.
Aww.
But they were fun. But I feel like just watching those boys, if they both didn't get to play with it, the other one was going to be like, fine, I'll just leave it. It'll be fine.
Right.
You know? Yeah, so I just thought that was sweet. Because I was like, wait, do they get to keep the gifts?
They should have.
Yeah, I get that.
I hope they at least got some cake. Was it a real cake? Did they at least get some cake?
That I don't know. I don't know. I
hope so.
Well, that's what some people were saying. Like, maybe they blew the candles first because it was a fake cake, and so they didn't want to melt it and all that stuff.
Maybe, but it still just felt weird.
I know.
You wait to light the candles to the end then.
Did you notice something in the background?
No.
I don't know if it was written this way or if it was an actor's choice. Brooklyn did not sing.
Oh.
I rewound it a few times and Amanda Sutton was just smiling.
That's genius if they thought that out, because I wouldn't have even caught it till way later.
I really am wondering if, I want to know if that was her choice or if it was written that way.
That's genius.
It was.
See, I love when they pay attention to detail like that. So I'm hoping that was their, even if it wasn't their idea, if she said, well, I can't be singing because I can't sing according to everything that we've just talked about.
Exactly. And yet no children at the party. Nope. And some people are like, there's no kids at a kid's birthday party. And I'm like, yeah, but when they're that little, you invite family. However, where was Donna? Where was Avery?
Right.
Where were the kids that should have been? Where was Leo? He lives in that house.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? Yep.
Okay. Carly said she feels like she's going to blink and Donna's a teenager.
I really hope they're not aging her up that much. If they make her older than Avery, I will be so mad.
Yeah.
I will be so mad. That's not fair.
No, I don't know.
I really hope not. I really, really hope not. Well, that's like they said, Sean was in prison for 8 years, but didn't he go to prison after Hayden had already had Violet?
6 years. Because he left in 2015, right?
I thought they said 8 years. I thought whenever he was talking to Ava and she asked how long he was away, I thought he said 8 years. I could be wrong. I won't swear to that one.
I could be totally wrong too. I could. Okay. It was 16 he left. Yeah. So it would have been 5 years. Wait.
Yeah, I know we didn't say five. It was 6 or 8, but I thought it was 8.
Well, but they also have to alter that time because you're exactly right. They aged Violet. So
yeah.
Wait, hold it. How's all that add up?
Right. That's what I'm saying is I don't understand how if it happened after she already had Violet, the Violet should be older. Violet's not 9.
No.
But she's also not like 3 either.
Okay. So I know that we said that we're going to do the Hayden timeline. I'm not going to be able to watch any of that this week.
No, enjoy your vacation, man.
But let's try to do that for the following week.
That's fine.
Yeah, whatever day that is. I don't know. Because I feel like we need to straighten out the storyline.
Yeah, there's too many time frames and it has me confused.
Oh, you don't watch Loki.
No, I'm sorry.
There's time frames that go, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But they splinter off and then they go here and here. There's all the, yeah.
Got it.
But exactly that. Like, there's all these different timelines that they have. Oh, we should do that. That's a whole other thing.
Right. Let's get back on topic.
Has jumped. And here's where they're going back to and changing. And yeah, we're going to have to gather this whole timeline and figure out, like you said last week, what was it? What are they trying to say it was now? And what has changed because of the narrative that they're giving us now?
Right.
So Naomi's back, recast, but we only had her mom for a minute. So I really don't. Yeah, right. I guess we would count that though as a recast.
It is a recast, I guess. I don't know why she's yelling at Finn. Like, Hayden would know where Hayden is though. And Hayden, and he's yelling at her like she would know.
Yeah.
If she was able to get there, she would be there with Violet.
Why is she here?
I don't know. I assumed she needed money.
But who would she get it from?
Finn. She's going to want to move in with him. Take care of Violet. I mean, that's just what I assume. I don't know for sure.
It would be nice if this foreshadows Hayden coming back.
Yes.
Maybe Hayden sent her ahead to check out the
what's going on
situation to see, is it safe for me to come back yet?
That would be good. I hope she comes back. I like Liz's face of like, oh, geez, I'm not even going to talk to you, lady.
Yeah. And now, I mean, so her and Sam are now officially friends, right?
Yes.
Like, they've gotten arrested together. They have the bond of fire, you know?
The bond of fire. Yes.
So, they're friends. Because, oh, I was going to call you. What?
Right. Were you going to put Maxie in on that call, too? Since Sam and Maxie are BFFs? Like, what's that? And Liz and Maxie cannot be friends. So, we better not be trying to have them all hang out together.
Or they could actually just mature and it could happen-ish. Ish.
I mean, it would be a nice concept because Liz could help Maxie be a single mom to all those kids. Yeah. But I don't know that that's going to happen.
I agree.
Nina tried not to take FaceTime calls. Like, you had to know that was going to happen at some point.
Yeah.
And it's weird. If you were trying to stop it from happening, you should have FaceTimed him before you went into the bar where Mike is.
Duh. You think?
Ridiculous. I wanted Carly to hear Sunny's voice though, and I don't think she did at all.
And I wanted Sunny to hear her voice and be like, wait, I know that person.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
I really didn't realize that's the woman in his dream because didn't she talk to him? Did she talk in the dream? I don't think so. No, because she didn't even fully turn around.
I can't remember.
I don't either.
I know she didn't turn around, but I can't remember if she told him to come here or if they just like embraced. I can't remember. But yeah, I really wanted that secret to come out this week too. And it did not.
I mean, this was a big week, though.
It was.
I mean, there was a lot of, I mean, the secret about Curtis and Jordan came out to Trina.
Mm-hmm.
Spencer.
Yep.
His mail getting flagged at, what is the name of the facility she's at? That Harmony left. I can't find the folder that has his, I did like that.
Yes. How long would that take to write a letter like that, though? He has to blink at the right letters. You have to go through all of them before you get to the right one.
Maybe it's like a stenographer where they, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think so. I think she has to point to each one.
Have like shorthand or something like that they type. Like,
yeah, but maybe you couldn't write in shorthand.
But can he blink in shorthand? You have to
rewrite the letter.
But can he blink in shorthand?
He couldn't blink in shorthand, and she can't abbreviate what he's saying because then she'd have to go back and rewrite the whole letter anyway.
Yeah.
Hmm. But maybe she can like get the flow of the sentence. Oh, you K-I? All right, now you want L-L because all you ever do is threaten to kill people.
I feel like we need to go back and revisit Harmony and see if we're remembering her. Because I really felt like she and Willow had, I don't think they left on like BFF terms, but I definitely felt like they had cleared the air of.
Right, because she helped take Cyrus down.
And Harmony accepted what she did to her daughter and apologized to her. Like, am I misremembering this? That
no, I'm there with you too. I don't understand. I mean, I understand you shouldn't show up at a kid's birthday party uninvited ever, but at anyone's birthday party, but for her to be so rude and so shocked, I felt the same way. They cleared the air as much as you can clear the air with a situation like that. Like, hey, mom, don't throw me into a cult again. Okay, I won't. I'm sorry.
And then Valentine forward. Being like, I don't know much about her mom. I'm like, you don't?
Really? Right.
That surprises me. And then Carly's like, well, basically she pawned her off into a cult. No, unfortunately, the parents joined the cult and had Willow with them. She didn't, the way that Carly said it made like almost like she sex trafficked her daughter.
Right, right.
In a way, she did. Yes. But not in the way that we are thinking, you know, not in the typical way. She was also manipulated and exactly. And I mean, there's all kinds of messed up things. Like it's totally, totally wrong. And she knows that it was totally, totally wrong that she did that, you know, but seriously, I know that I say this every week that Willow just needs to be single, but she seriously needs to go process her grief. She actually never processed the grief of her son.
I know. And I was happy that they showed that for real this week. Yeah. Not that I want to see her crying, but absolutely, it doesn't matter if it's your other kid's birthday, it would trigger you that your one child had passed away. So she should be crying and upset. And it was kind of insensitive that no one else was really even getting that. Like, I know Michael said it in the end, like, oh, okay, I see, but maybe we shouldn't have had quite such a big birthday party for Wiley that we're not really even attending because we're down here hooking off. Whenever you need to grieve for your son.
Even though she never, I mean, she had to grieve twice. She had to grieve actually giving up her baby and then finding out years later that he passed away.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's, I can't even imagine that. And did not like it.
Nope.
But I really do. I think that they really just need to get her to have her own time and process that.
Jason said it is what it is this week, and I was angry again. Why do they keep saying that line? I hate it. They need to stop.
I don't know.
And now I'm going to find it like every week. Someone new is going to say it.
You are. When did he say it?
When he was outside on the patio talking to Carly right before he left.
Mm.
Remember he left before she did?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I can't even remember exactly what they were talking about, but he was like, it is what it is. And I was like, stop. Stop saying that.
Monica chatting with Carly and Carly feeling like the look on her face was like, I'm getting called to the principal's office.
Right. How about Valentine asking if they were going to have babies and that look on her face whenever he said that was so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, no.
Gladys is going to be Brooklyn's assistant.
Oh, right. Right. Because that makes sense.
Yeah. I like it though.
After she told that other lady that she has huge pores.
That was just, I was almost rooting for her. Like when Sasha was first, but look at, she's selling the socks off that person. And then.
Exactly.
She did look very nice though.
She did. That makeup was pretty.
Mm-hmm. I would not say that she's young enough to be called somebody's sister.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
But I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yes, I like Jack. Whenever he was talking to Carly, the line that I liked this week, he was like, well, you guys go off and whisper sweet battle plans to each other. And I was like, that was funny. You're being creative there.
Well, him and Britt having the conversation that they totally do not buy the engagement.
Right.
I'm glad that
Britt said that because at first I thought, really, are you believing what Carly said? Because the face that you have doesn't say it, but you kind of back down like maybe you are believing it.
Right. No, I didn't think she did.
No.
Well, obviously, I don't have to talk to Liesl having had it with Jason.
Yes. She was so mad. I thought I could trust you and you were a jerk. Yeah. And then whenever he said he had to leave, she was like, of course you do.
But he's regretting it. He's totally regretting all of it. I think that he's not going to go through with it. I think that he's going to be like, you know what, Carly, I can't do this.
Yeah. I hope that they decide that before Sunny comes back, though. I don't want it to be Sunny interrupts the wedding or one of those dramatic things that they like to do. I think that in order to preserve the friendship, they need to acknowledge that as much as it would be best for the business, it would be horrible for every other part of their life. And that Carly couldn't ask him to stay away from Britt just because that's what's best for the business.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that's the way it goes. I don't know. They like to be dramatic with the people walking in to the weddings all the time, though.
We should count how many times that's happened.
There you go.
I can already count twice for Sunny alone.
Yeah.
Lily walked in and then Brenda walked in.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
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 And Anna and Liesl are becoming friends.
I don't buy that one. I understand having to tolerate each other and be on the same team, but friends, I'm not ready for that one.
Maybe they're just, I think maybe they're just, right. Maybe they're not becoming friends. Maybe that was the wrong word to use, but maybe they are just sticking with the respect for each other.
I think we used the word frenemies the last time we talked about them.
But they're both.
That's all that I have, though. Do you have anything else that I missed?
Not really.
Okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your next comment.
No, I was going to say, I'm like, the only thing is they're both letting each other, like, they're not getting on each other nitpicking the way that they used to.
Right.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, Britt and Terry deciding to take the chief of staff or chief, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Together. That was good.
That was a lot for Britt to process and everything.
Yeah.
And I mean, she actually wanted to give it to Terry. And then Terry was like, yeah, no, it's an all or nothing thing. And I admire Britt for taking the time to step back, figure it out.
Right.
Go from there.
Mm-hmm.
The only other thing that I have is when Laura was talking to Spencer and saying how messed up it was to involve a child in the threats.
Yes.
Like, he was getting told how disappointed she was in him without her even knowing it was him.
Right, exactly. That was beautiful.
And Cameron said that he finally grew up to hold his massive ego.
Yes, that was funny. I like that they're not making them friends yet, because it would have been totally not authentic if they came in and were like, oh, I missed you, blah, 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 because they did issues.
Yeah.
So as much as I can see them growing together, hopefully Spencer will stop being such a jerk and come down to their level, that would be good. But I'm glad that they're not trying to make it instantaneous.
In all fairness, though, Spencer has never been around. Yeah, he was around them, like, and he had his birthday party, and then Windermere caught on fire and all that stuff. But he never really had friends.
Right.
You know, and the only people in his life have been adults.
Right.
So, and like he said, Laura's the only one that even came to help him when he broke his legs.
Right.
So I do not think it's okay to do what he did to Avery, but
right.
I can absolutely understand him having this chip on his shoulder, you know, because he's probably jealous of Cam.
Yeah. Right.
You know, his mom loves him and he never even got to know his mom. And I mean, she appeared to him and told him that she loved him.
Right.
But you know, he doesn't get the ongoing.
Right. And the only mom, the figure that he actually liked was Britt, and then Nicholas broke up with her. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do think that he's going to come around, though, and realize that Nicholas and Ava just need to be together, because Laura kind of defended them this week, too. You know, she was like, no, they really love each other. You know, this isn't just.
Right. I hope so. I really like them together. So I hope so.
Me too. I think that's. Oh, and they worked in How to Recognize the Signs of Stroke. Absolutely. Yes.
I did love that. That was great.
And Portia giving Elizabeth the credit.
Yes.
And Cameron giving mom credit and saying, no, my mom raised us to know this, and this is what you do. And I liked it all.
Yes, it was great.
Okay. So yeah. So that's all that I think I have.
Okay.
Do-do-do. Reality check.
So my reality check's pretty easy this week. It was an absolutely bonkers week before I left, and we decided to come to South Carolina a day early. So we're here.
Next week's reality check better be awesome with all the fun stuff that you're doing.
Yes. Well, so I'm working with a friend of mine, and I think we talked about this last week, where they said, you know, if you need to get busy in real estate, plan a vacation. Well, I was covering her vacation last week, and last weekend I had a lot of showings, And when we recorded Sunday, no, we recorded Saturday, didn't we? No, we recorded Sunday.
Yeah, we recorded Sunday, yeah.
Okay. But I had had a lot of showings on Saturday. And then after we got done recording, I had even more showings. And then I wound up having two more on Monday. In 72 hours, I showed three different buyers, a total of 17 houses between the three of them, wrote three offers, and all three were accepted.
I'm so happy that they were accepted, though. That's awesome.
Me too. It was the best feeling.
Yes, that's awesome.
But with that comes a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, I'm not envious of you for all that.
But it's so she and I sat down and went through every single person that could possibly talk, like call or text mm-hmm. or need something. And never in a million years did we think that this was going to happen. But now she is taking care of the other side. So I'm like, maybe we'll get three more this week.
Right. That would be great.
That would be fantastic. But I had a listing go up this week, and today is the first time. Well, no, that's a lie. I did have an open house. I had someone else do an open house for me when I went to Nashville. Okay. I was thinking that this is the first time I'm having someone else do an open house for me, but I'm not. So I will take that back.
All right.
But yeah. So the friend whose house we're renting in South Carolina emailed me earlier in the week and said, hey, because they were down here this week. And she's like, Friday. She's like, we're leaving Friday. If you want to go down Saturday, you can.
Oh, nice.
So took advantage of it. And we're here.
Yeah.
So what about you? I know you're traveling too.
Yes, I'm in New Jersey because it is my cousin's 60th birthday. And so we came over here to celebrate. My aunt and uncle had passed away a couple years ago. So my mom's like the only family on that side around. And so, yeah, so we got to come out. And they did such a cute job. They put together baby pictures from random people in the family and then played like guess who is who. And I'm sure that my kids will probably text you the picture of me because I have like that monster grin that like 4-year-olds have where they have all their teeth out. And for some reason, that's the picture they picked of me. And they were all laughing. They were like, you look exactly the same. I was like, hopefully I don't make that face anymore because it's not very attractive.
And I would but not it say was that you cute have to
see all the different. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. So, but it was cute to have that. And then they did older or younger and listed like a bunch of stuff. And you had to check if he's older or younger than those things. And it ranged like from Tupperware to Barbie and Doritos and just like a whole long list. And I won that game, which was like totally guessing because I have no idea what's older or younger than 60. But they had cute little prizes. And yes, it was really cute. So it was nice. And we're going to go bowling with them later before we go back home. We should be home Sunday for Madeline's here picture. But just to see everybody and to hear stories, and some old home videos from whenever my cousin was like 4 or 5. So to see my aunt like that young and playing with them and everything like that, it was just really nice. And I think it was good for my mom too, to get to have good memories, because usually you only see family like that at funerals or bad occasions. And so it was nice to get together on a happy occasion and talk about all the good things. So, and my kids at first, they were like, I don't know, you know, we don't know them, you know how kids are. And I was like, just say hi. And they have a lot of kids that are my kids' ages. And so Megan now has become best friends with her second cousin, Lauren, and they've been texting all day and whatever. So it's super cute.
Oh, that's wonderful. No, that sounds like such an awesome party. I love the idea of that game.
Yes, it was very cool. I'll see if I can grab a copy for you. We can reuse it for somebody's birthday with us, with different things. I don't know, any of us aren't turning 60 for a while. Thanks goodness. But
no, but it's like, it's one of those things where they say that like Cleopatra was alive closer to the moon landing than when the pyramids were built or something like that. I could be totally wrong on what I just said, but it's like, it's things right. like that, you know, that you're like, wait, what? Or that, you know, you watch these movies and so there's a movie called Cadillac Records and Etta James is in it. And, you know, there's all these other musicians and you're like, wait, they all knew each other. Like, you just don't think about the fact that these people existed at the same time, even though you know in your head, logistically, of course but you just don't. It's like, right. I love like, okay, so is he older or younger than Doritos?
I don't know the answers. So I'll have to find them out for you. I don't know the answer. I need to know the answers. I'm sorry. I didn't get to see the answer key. So I kept saying
trivia and then not tell me the answers.
I'm sorry. I thought I was going to lose. So I kept saying, I'm going to lose because I'm the baby. I'm the baby of all of the cousins, the first cousin. And so they chose the number because it was, so I was like, well, with this, I have an excuse. I'm too young to know what was out 60 years ago. But I guess I guessed right. So I did use Ryan for the sports question. There were some sports teams on there. And I was like, can you tell me? I have no idea when different sports teams originated. So
he is older than Doritos. They were created in 1966.
There you go. See, thank you. Quick Google. So I don't know because I didn't cheat and use my phone. I just took good guesses.
Good job.
Thanks. So yeah, that's been my weekend so far.
Cool. But yeah, so we're not seeing your face. Oh, I'm going to see your face, but you know what I mean.
Yes. I got the Oreos for next week. So not only will you get to see me in person, but I have our experiment ready to go.
Very good. That'll be our little bonus episode. Like, remember when they were wondering? We will figure this out. Yep.
Exactly.
Well, and on Thursday,
I did a little happy dance in the dollar store.
Very nice. And then on Thursday's 411 is our conversation with, it's a podcast called Then Is Now. It's the Then Is Now podcast. And Roger's the host, and we were able to speak with him and talk about his love of General Hospital, our love of General Hospital, shared some thoughts about various storylines, you know, hopes for the future, things like that. And it was just a lot of fun.
He was super nice. That was a really fun interview to do. He loves it the way that we do. And that was cool to talk to him about.
Yes.
So have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.